95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
And no one knows where he is.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
He knows where he is.
He just wasn't going to tell any of us.
I don't know. It's weird.
I have a question for you. Yeah. I drove in behind a Lamborghini.
That's a question. That's a statement.
Yes.
Okay.
If you had a Lamborghini,
yeah,
would you drive it on the freeways in Southern California? Because I don't think I would.
Maybe you didn't have another car. Some people put all their eggs into one basket. I'm like, I'd rather have two, like, you know, just normal cars than one Lamborghini that you like. What's
the
point? I just
don't trust people to drive.
Yeah. Where are you going to park?
Sure, there's that. You can't go over a speed bump. There's that because it's so low to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a lot more hassle than it's worth.
I would think so, too. And we were going 35 on the freeway. You know what I mean? Like, how fun is that?
Not fun at all. Jay Leno, what do you think? How do you cope? You don't take your Lamborghini to the grocery store, do you?
I doubt it, yes. I certainly doubt it.
I saw him in a Fiat 500 once. I know it was him.
It's so weird to see him in the wild.
There's no question who it is. You pull up next to him. I saw the chin. I saw the hair. And I'm like, oh, my God, Jay Leno. Oh, my God. What's he doing in a Fiat?
Yeah.
But there he was.
No, but in the Lamborghini today, there was no chin.
No, it was not Jay.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Oh, I thought we were.
Give me five.
Okay.
Colorful bands or songs?
Oh, yeah.
Colorful bands or songs.
We got to give me 50 on that one. There's a lot to
it
go around.
It might be a two-dayer.
Colorful bands or songs. Okay.
What's up with Florida?
Indeed.
Your concert was cut short.
Really?
Have you ever gone to a concert that was cut short?
Probably.
I've been to two. The band or circumstances.
By the circumstances. Yeah, when we went to that thing last year and they cut it off for Susie and the Banshees. What's the Cruel World.
Yeah.
That was kind of, we got most of that concert, though.
So we'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. Yeah. We have People Are Dumb. We have Fake Dentist. Something that you never want. And the KLOS name game is $700.
Oh.
And we're going to do that before 4 o'clock. 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah.
Stu in for Sluggo. We have the KLOS name game. It's worth $700. We're going to play that before 4 o'clock. Do you hate dentists like most people?
I don't hate dentists.
Really?
No, I like my dentist.
Woman allegedly posed as dentist.
Okay.
Accused of fitting patient with fake braces.
Ooh.
So no, she's actually not a dentist.
I don't like that.
Monica Davis is her name.
Is she cute?
She, relatively.
Okay. Uh-oh.
She was accused of giving patients fake braces and leaving them with their teeth falling out.
Oh, no, Monica. What?
She touted her business, the Veneer Experts, on social media.
Ooh.
And now she's under investigation. She'd already been charged with operating without a license.
I know what her penalty should be.
What?
Braces?
We'll braces just have she Bubba. Doesn't need?
We'll have Bubba from, you know, the men's facility come on down and go on.
She'd been charged with operating without a license in Las Vegas, and then she went right to Illinois.
Of course, Las Vegas, yeah.
And kept practicing.
Oh.
She touted her dental business on TikTok as, quote, changing lives one smile at a time. Monica Bailey did not find it quite as funny. She's a patient who visited Davis with her 15-year-old daughter.
Another Monica?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What are the odds?
Bailey underwent the procedure less than 2 weeks after Davis was released from custody in Nevada. Isn't that crazy?
Why isn't this in Florida? She's in the wrong state.
She'll get there. Bailey alleged that Davis, quote, cleaned my teeth and started, you know, putting glue on and putting the brackets on for braces. And I thought that's how it's supposed to be done. But then they tried to contact the so-called dentist for a follow-up appointment, and the name of the line was not used.
Oh, wow. Like, it wasn't a visit, it wasn't listed or whatever?
It was, the number that she had was no longer in service.
Oops, we're sorry.
And then there was one other number that she had.
Your smile sucks.
There was one other number that she had that just kept ringing.
She can eat corn on the cob through a picket fence now.
Right. Ralph Jones is another patient. He claims the $2,000 veneers Davis gave him started, quote, falling out.
How did she get away with this for so long?
I don't know. She's scheduled to appear in Las Vegas court in May. No word on Illinois court yet. They have arrested her.
Yeah. You know, I was just, I don't know, this is the price of rice in China here, but like throughout, there are always pretty girls that are like the dental technicians that clean the teeth and do the polishing.
Yeah.
Almost always. And it's just, I've been conditioned to just trust them.
So as long as they're pretty, what if you had an ugly dentist that's great?
I don't know. Like, if their teeth, if their smile isn't, you know, textbook.
Well, then, sure.
Right?
Sure, their smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you were
so
saying
if I
pretty.
Had an ugly dentist.
That's great.
That's great. I would never find out if they're great.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Brazilian woman wheels corpse into bank to sign for a loan.
Oh, yeah. Now, someone in this country just did it like at a drive-thru ATM.
Yes, that happened recently.
Yeah.
He was sitting in the passenger side, and the bank said, as long as we see him in the car, we can give you money.
All right, Bernie.
But he was dead. Yeah, exactly.
Weekend at Bernie's. Well, this is a step further than that.
The woman wheeled the corpse into the bank and told the teller the man wanted a loan for $3,000. Erica Vieira Nunes wheeled the cadaver into the bank in a Rio suburb on Tuesday and told the man that he wanted a loan. Then she held the pen and moved his arm.
Oh, right. While the teller looked away the other way.
I don't.
Sure, no problem.
And then she said, Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. According to the security video. Then she said, you know what? I could sign for him.
Co-signing.
That's cool.
No world.
He doesn't say anything. That's just how he is.
When he's dead.
Yeah. She said, adding, if you're not okay, I'm going to take you to the hospital.
I want to reenact this. Dead I want to go into a Wells Fargo, like in a wheelbarrow. Have you roll me in there? And then, you know.
But you're supposed to be dead.
Well, I don't want to be dead, but I can play dead. Come on, let's see what we can get.
That's just how he is, she said.
How did it get to the point where they brought documents over to sign?
Like, I don't, that's a great question. I don't know.
How's it work in Brazil?
So then they saw his head kept falling backwards. So they called 911 and the police showed up and took him away.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine that?
Killed at a bank. He wasn't killed there.
No, he was taken dead.
That's my story, though. Wow.
Stu is filling in. It is 4:09. We are teaming up with the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers and the Laugh Factory in Hollywood for Kevin's Blue Shirt Comedy Night. It is tonight. No, it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Sorry, my bad. It's tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it.
But tomorrow's the blue shirt.
The 18th, with a huge lineup starring Tiffany Haddish, Tony Rock, Frazier Smith will be your MC, and Carla Collins, who joins us now in studio.
Hey
Carla.
Hi, boys.
How are you?
I'm great. This is like a really cool version of The Bachelorette. Me and three dudes.
That's right.
Perfect.
It's early.
Okay, well, thanks.
I picked Stu.
No, that's the right choice.
Good luck, Stu.
That's the right choice. Do you like those shows? Those kind of shows? No.
I don't. Well,
I don't either.
I tuned in a bit for The Golden Bachelor.
You know what's funny with The Golden Bachelor is 3 months later, they came out and said they were divorcing?
Yes.
You need to talk right straight into it.
Yeah, well,
into this end.
For whatever reason, people are they confuse me with that guy.
Yeah, you look like
the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah. But he's not as funny as you, you're not as funny as him.
I'm probably not as funny as him. But I didn't get divorced recently either.
But when
Frazier doesn't cry nearly as much because that dude was weeping all the time. That made me uncomfortable.
Oh,
do cry a lot though.
When they were interviewing the couple after the couple was making their announcement that they're splitting up, it was like a hardcore interview. How dare you? What are you talking about? 3 months ago, you made a promise. It was insane.
Well, that's how it always goes, but it's not always on national TV.
Yeah
correct.
That's all they lasted was 3 months?
Yeah.
They got married in January live on TV, too. I skipped that one.
You'd think by that time you kind of know yourself. Like, I'm really not the marriage type. but I am the $100,000 salary type.
Yeah, I would guess if you go on that show, you're going to get married no matter what.
Right?
Right? I would guess.
All I know is he was crying then.
he was crying on the show?
Yeah, before it even...
Was he a big crier? I never saw it. I don't know.
I think they thought if people were in their 70s would go a little bit better than the youngsters, and they were worse.
Right, they don't have to stay married as long.
And I kind of dig that.
Yeah. Well, zero tolerance.
It depends.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
What kind of shows do you like? What do you watch? What's your guilty pleasure?
Ooh, guilty pleasure. Yeah. Let me see. I like
you have to be a little embarrassed by it.
I don't know if I'm embarrassed by it, but I do have to cop to being French, so that's always embarrassing. I've been watching Call My Agent.
I don't know what that is.
That's on Netflix, and it's originally from France, and it's a great show. Yeah, it's like...
it's a showbiz show, it sounds
like.
It
is a showbiz show, so I'll get into those, and I'll just lose
days.
Does
it have captions?
Yes, it has captions, but I like to practice my French with it.
I'm still trying to call my agent. He doesn't remember who I am.
How long have you been in comedy, Carla?
I've been in comedy about a good decade now.
All right.
I used to do radio. I did morning. I was the first chick to do morning radio in Toronto in a major morning market in Canada.
Yeah.
And did a lot of TV. And then about 10 years ago, I switched to comedy.
Do you know our night guy, Greg Beharrell? He says he's from Canada.
Well, a lot of us do.
Canadians don't know all Canadians.
But honestly, Kevin, a lot of times.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit of a,
sort
a bit
of
a
radio
club.
People
yeah.
might know
There's
each
only
other.
Only 20 people up
there. That's not that many.
That's my joke. I was actually, I've just written this new bit about how I've just made a series of bad decisions in my life. Mm-hmm. And one of them is, as a kid, I worked in my dad's convenience store in a really small town in Canada. Okay. And I was the victim of two armed robberies, and I'm like, how? There's only one gun in Canada. Like, how did I get it nailed twice?
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, we need to take a quick break. We're going to play some Sublime, and we'll be right back. We are talking about the helpful Honda dealers and the Laugh Factory for the Blue Shirt Comedy Night, which is tomorrow night, starring Tiffany Haddish, Tony Rock, Carla Collins, who's in the studio with us. Hi, Carla.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Frazier.
And Frazier Smith. Also hanging out.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Just before that song faded out, we were talking about Stu.
Oh.
Who perhaps accidentally...
changed the station.
Who are you talking to?
To his mom.
My friend.
Oh, his mom.
Dead.
Mom, if you're the mom of Stu, change the station.
Please turn
away. You know that's going to make her listen.
Yeah.
Even more.
Do it now. You've got time while we're humming a humming a humming.
So what happened last night, Stu?
It's hard to tell the story quickly.
I'll tell it. He took mushrooms
accidentally.
And he wasn't positive. He wasn't positive, but he took mushrooms.
Yes. What do you mean? You accidentally took them?
Well, my buddy is cleaning out the house that I ran out, and the former tenants left a bunch of stuff over there. One of the things was a whole bunch of chocolates that were in the refrigerator, and thank God he didn't share them with Mom. And so he took a bunch, not knowing, and then about an hour later, things started getting real Scooby and weird, and he had to excuse himself. And he's telling this story, and I'm like, what, these chocolates right here? Come on.
Yes, nice. And that's the right move.
By then, you should have known, Stu. Come on.
Yeah, that's not really accidental.
Right.
At that point, are you kidding? Is this milk bad? Let me taste it.
It was a little cavalier.
I once microdosed mushroom risotto, so I don't know anything about drugs.
This
so
was macro dose.
Did you get
this was macro.
It wasn't as macro as my friend, because I only had one little square and he had a whole bunch of
how long did it last?
Just until like 2 a.m.
Did you get a vision like Gandhi playing pickleball or anything cool?
No, I did. If I had taken as well, he'd take like, you know, there was no tracers, there was no color walls or anything like that.
That's
nobody melted,
bad.
But
well, you should have taken a few
more.
Just to make sure.
Just the giggles, the giggle fest.
Have you seen Gandhi playing pickleball, or where did that come from? Just
well, when I got Botox in my third eye, the vision.
I see. That makes sense.
It's a good look, too. You know, should I tell the Jamie story, or will that
get
us
in trouble?
Yeah, you
said you had a great story, so the owner of the Laugh Factory.
We're
going to
be at the Laugh Factory.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
And there's our plug. We're there tomorrow night. Please come by. It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show.
Tiffany Haddish and everybody, and Carla's there.
You can get tickets at laughfactory.com.
Yes, very good. It's a 7:45 show. Please come to that. Anyway, the owner of the Laugh Factory, Jamie Masada, we were at a party, and there was some bunch of party favors on this table, mm-hmm. and there was ranch dressing, chips, and all this stuff. Uh-huh. And so there's a bag. He was eating the mushrooms and dipping them in ranch dressing, and he ate an entire ounce.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. And then all of a sudden you hear him crash, and I look over, and he goes, "My legs are gone. Help. Phrase, help." So I had to go walk him around the block for 8 hours.
You had to be his guide.
And then by that time, it's like, he's like, "Oh, look at the sunrise."
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We were pondering the existential question last night of, I think my flannel's wet. Feel this flannel. Is this wet to you?
You thought your shirt was wet?
I thought my flannel was wet. And I'm wringing it out. I'm like, "That's totally wet." My buddy's like, "Dude, that thing is dry as a bone." I'm like, I can't trust you. You're the last guy I should be.
Did anyone at your place say, "My legs are gone"? Because that's when you know you're having a good party.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with Jamie is he was having his mushrooms with ranch, and everybody knows you got to go blue cheese. That's where he messed up.
Ranch always helps with anything. Yeah. Really.
That's a lot of ranch. That is just.
Yeah. So, Carly, you've been doing stand-up for 10 years?
Yeah.
You were a flight attendant we were talking about.
I was a flight attendant when I was going to university for a summer, and that was a wild job.
Yeah.
And it sounds so much more glamorous and sexy than it is. Because you're waitressing at 30,000 feet, and it's like wearing a nurse's uniform because you have a flight attendant outfit on, and guys think it's Halloween, and that's just...
Yeah, that's not a good...
There'd always be like some like huge, fat, bald dude saying with a cigar saying, "If it weren't for my wife and kids," and I'm like, "Yeah, that's the barrier to our love."
But, you know, but I get that too, a lot.
Yeah.
Well, Fraser's he's a handsome man. Yeah. But if you said you spoke other languages, I've already copped to being French, you would get better flights? Because I was just on reserve, right?
I'm just filling in.
And I said I spoke German, and this is why I never lie, because of course we're in we had to do an emergency landing, and they're like, "Carla, get on the mic and tell everybody to sit down. She's got a lot of Germans in first class." And I basically, what it translated to was, "Hey, Germans, sit down, and when the plane comes to a complete stop, jump out the windows."
Wow.
So that's what you said.
I did, pretty much, but yeah.
Did they follow up on that?
Probably thought it
they
was
always
a
follow orders, don't they?
Why weren't you in that business, a flight attendant, longer? I wonder.
I went back to school
to
finish off my studies in Russian and German.
Yeah.
I could be a spy. You don't know. I just took languages.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. That is true. Well, we're going to be there tomorrow night. Carla Collins is going to be joining us. Fraser Smith is going to be the MC, and we have Tiffany Haddish and the whole group. Gang
Tony
is going to be there.
Tony Rock
will be there.
Gang will be there. Honda, the blue shirt.
Are we supposed to say Tony Rock is related to?
No.
Okay, but we won't. It's
I think
not
he'd rather
Rock.
Not.
Well, don't say that.
I'm not saying anything. I didn't say anything.
Let's go ahead and say it. No, we can't.
Thank you guys for coming in.
It's
going to
be a great
show.
Thank
you, Carla.
Thanks, guys.
Did you watch the Billy Joel concert last night on CBS?
I did not watch the Billy Joel concert. Was it last night?
It was last night. It was Sunday.
It was Sunday night.
I remember watching 60 Minutes, and they promoted the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Tonight, Billy Joel, two-hour concert tonight.
It wasn't even on my radar at all.
I can understand that, because if I wasn't watching that, I didn't see it anywhere else. But apparently,
I guess a lot of people were, though.
Apparently, the Masters went long.
Right. The excitement of the Masters. Why would you want to, you know,
exactly
cut away from that?
So they started a little late. And then on the East Coast and in the Midwest, this is exactly what they saw on their TV.
What they heard.
And what they heard, yes.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
Billy, no.
They cut it off during Piano Man.
Yeah, the big sing-along. Huh?
Yes. And they showed the audience, and they were waving back. Everybody was so into it. It was a perfect moment.
There's a lot of people who just don't want to hear. I suppose at that point, they weren't there anymore. They were just gone. So everyone who's watching that is into it. Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds like a carnival. Microphone smells like a beer.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
I would be so angry if I was watching that show live on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, everyone was angry.
So angry.
Yeah, CBS guy. God, I put bread in my...
Wait, this is your news.
Live from CBS4, this is your news.
And everybody just blew CBS up on social.
Yep. Like,
wow, yeah, it's good. So that's they're going to rebroadcast it, I heard.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
How did I know that? Yeah, it's...
for the last 2 minutes or whatever it was?
I think they're going to replay the whole concert. Don't ask me what day, but okay. They're going to replay the entire thing. And
it'd be so funny if they cut it off just like that.
Please, yeah.
If they did it on purpose.
Oh,
oh, that'd be so great.
Give me five songs in a row.
That's so good. I don't think I could ever sing anything better than that.
Again. Talking about colorful bands or songs.
Bands with colors, songs with colors in the title.
Correct.
Now, you'd think we're sitting here racking our brains trying to think of some other ones, and we depend on you, dear caller. 818-955-KLOS.
I do have Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
That's a good one. Well, yeah. No, it is.
We're doing Gimme Five.
Colors in the band or the song name.
You got something?
Hey, I got some color for you.
Let's hear it.
Living color, cult of personality.
Oh,
love that.
Some thinking outside the box for you, yeah?
Love that.
That's great. Great request.
Colorful bands or songs. That was Living Color.
Get it?
Well done. KLOS, hello.
Hello. No.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up? Doing
Gimme Five, colorful bands or songs.
How about something, anything from Rainbow?
Rainbow. Ooh,
all
excellent.
The colors. Brilliant.
Hey, and I have a special request.
All right.
Okay.
This goes out to Marcy.
Aw. Since you've been gone, the phones ring off the hook.
Yes, they do.
When it's Gimme Five, and we get so many great requests. We can't play them all, but we play some damn good ones there.
That is Black Sabbath. Sweet Leaf.
God, I love that song. I never get sick of that song.
Same.
If I could just hear the coughing a little longer, I think I'd like it even more.
We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks. This is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. Or if you want to play some hockey slang, be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. KLOS, who is this?
Robert,
we're going to ask you some hockey slang, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. What is a face wash? What does that mean in the NHL? What's a face wash?
Face wash when you get pressed against the board.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Thank you for trying. He had confidence, didn't he?
Yeah, he seemed like he knew it.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. We have 4 tickets to see the Kings take on the Blackhawks tomorrow night. It's their last regular season game. And we're asking you some hockey slang. What does face wash mean in hockey? Face wash.
Face wash?
Yep.
Face wash.
What do you think?
Wash.
We need an answer.
I don't know. The goaltender getting blinded?
Incorrect.
Wow,
good guess.
No, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
My name's Mark.
All right, Mark, what does it mean in the NHL when they say face wash? What is that?
Face wash.
Mm-hmm.
It's when a player rubs their hand into an opponent's face during an altercation.
That is it.
Like
that is it?
That is it, yes. Well done.
That's so obvious. That's slang?
Yes.
That's not slang.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I know what this is, but I'm surprised I got the question.
Yeah, no kidding.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations. You got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks. It's tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got them for free. Well done.
Awesome.
Time for what we learned. A woman in Brazil actually went into a bank with a dead guy and tried to get a loan.
Yeah, yeah, we have to try to reenact that. I need a wheelbarrow.
She put a pen in his hand and tried to move it.
Hell yeah.
How would you use a wheelbarrow?
They even... Oh, the wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
That's how I want to go in.
Okay.
I want to, yeah. I want to pretend to be the dead guy, and I want a $3,000 loan.
And we've teamed up with the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers for Kevin's Blue Shirt Comedy Night. It is tomorrow night, starring Tiffany Haddish, Tony Rock, Carla Collins, who came in today, and Fraser Smith as well.
A delight.
Yes.
And a, what did she call herself? A Sappho sexual?
I don't remember exactly the term she used.
She said she was turned on by smart guys.
It is like, funny oh. that the only word I remember her using was sexual. That's the only thing. I will see you tomorrow. Peace out.
See you tomorrow.
$700. That's how much we have.
You could go on a big bender for $700.
You could. You could buy drinks for the house.
The whole round. Yeah, drinks for all my friends. A beat-up Pinto. Beat-up Ford Pinto.
That's correct.
Or an autographed pair of Air Nikes.
That is the KLOS name game. Yeah. We will take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. The name game. Let's do it. KLOS, who's this?
Tyler.
Tyler. You are caller 25.
What up?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. Good. We're looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state it's in. And the last two guesses were Augusta, Maine and Jackson, Mississippi.
Those are both legit.
So for $700, what do you think?
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Well, at least Honolulu is the capital of Hawaii. That was the first guess we got yesterday.
That is true.
And it was wrong then, and it is wrong now. Tyler, sorry. Tyler, are you all right?
Yep.
Okay. You just expected to lose anyway, huh?
Thank you for calling. Stu is in for Sluggo.
Fun.
We have the KLOS name game that's coming up before 5 o'clock, and it's going to be worth
$800.
$800
in our name game. Yeah, we're almost there. Almost at that $1,000 mark. We can't wait.
We're getting there very close. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS to play the name game.
Let's do it.
It is the name game, KLOS. Who is this?
Hello, Kevin and Stu.
Oh, my God.
Are we reaching?
It's the busy operator. Oh, no. Oh.
We are reaching, and we are playing the KLOS name game for $800.
Do we get a name this time now? What is your name?
Carrie.
Carrie, like the
girl
that
gets Carrie.
Oh.
With a T like Tom?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, well, I like Carrie, like with the blood all over you.
Right, but that's not him.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I'm game.
All right, Terry, we're looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state it's in. The last two guesses were Honolulu, Hawaii, and Augusta, Maine.
Our favorite guess, though, was yesterday, Buffalo, New York.
Which is not the capital.
That's why.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. in the state of Washington.
Washington, D.C. in the state of Washington.
I don't believe you really, really legitimately think that's your guess.
Both are incorrect.
Wow, great. There's one. There's two. All right.
Thank you, Carrie Terry.
Thanks,
$900 in the 5 o'clock hour.
Carrie!
We have the KLOS name game.
Yeah, Heidi and Frank keep getting all the winners, and we love them. You know, they're great, but come on.
Let's get this one.
It's time for the afternoon Kevin and Sluggo and Stu filling in for Sluggo show to get a winner.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game, the name game.
All right, for $900, we are looking for the name of a U.S. capital city and the state that it's in.
We have had some great, great guesses this afternoon. Well, we had one.
We had one great guess, which was Washington, D.C. and the state of Washington.
Woo!
And Honolulu, Hawaii. So if you had to take a guess for $900, what would you say it is?
All right. So I'm going to spell it for you. It's in the state of Alaska, and the thing is J-U-N-E-A-U. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Juno?
Juno. I thought that was spelled J-U-N-O. But in any...
No.
If you spell it Juno, like the French...
Juno.
In that case...
It is incorrect.
It is not. Not
Juno.
Sure.
Thank you for trying.
You could have said Anchorage, or you could have said Portland, Alaska. You know, who knows what you'd say?
Tomorrow morning, Heidi and Frank have $1,000 for you at 7 a.m.